USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Zealand, the Muslim called to prayer on this Friday as the nation remembers the moment 1 week ago when a gunman opened fire, killing 50 people in two mosques. An imam told a crowd of thousands, the country is brokenhearted, but not broken. The alleged shooter is an Australian white supremacist, and Australia's national security official, Mike Pizzullo, is warning those who follow his ideology.
You are on our radar, and you will not be able to incite the racial strife that you seek. The scrutiny and pressure that you are under will only intensify.
Boeing says it will now make standard on its 737 MAX aircrafts a safety feature that might have helped avoid two deadly crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Two more school systems in the Houston area have canceled classes near a chemical storage site where a fire raised fears of toxic contamination. The fire produced toxic amounts of benzene, civil rights lawyer Randall Collinan.
This disaster occurred in one of the largest metropolitan areas in the United States, and the wind took it through the most populated areas of Houston.
The cause of that fire is still under investigation. Schools in Charlottesville, Virginia, will remain closed for a second day amid an investigation into a threat of racially motivated violence. Police Chief Rochelle Brackney.
This is an entire community that's been wrought by violence and hate. So this is a really disheartening turn of events for us here after all of the past 2 years.
It's a milestone for the 39th president.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Jimmy Carter is now the longest living former U.S. president, surpassing George H.W. Bush, who passed away last November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Today is World Water Day. It takes place every year on March 22nd. It highlights the importance of water in the life of every human on the planet. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Clean water frees people from deadly diseases, while it liberates others from gathering dirty water from contaminated sources. Avi Frew is with World Vision.
There are 844 million people that still do not have access to clean water, which is really hard for us to fathom because, you know, we get to just walk to the tap every day and, like, you know, get clean water, and that's not the case around the world.
Globally, nearly 1,000 children under the age of 5 die every day from contaminated water. I'm John Clemens.
USA's Chris Barnes takes a look at an eye-opening survey on America's religious identities.
Losing my religion.
The new survey says Americans not associated with any formal religious tradition are as numerous in the nation as Catholics and evangelicals. The general social survey shows slightly more than 23% of people questioned claim they have no organized religion. That compares with 23% who identify as Catholic and 22.5% who identify as evangelical. Those are now the three biggest religious or, if you will, non-religious groupings in the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.